Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. We're in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 32, about verse 18. I'm just going to pick up there. Thou showest loving kindness unto thousands, and recompensest the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of the children after them. The great, the mighty God, Yahuwah of hosts is his name, great in counsel and mighty in work, for thine eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give every one according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings, which has set signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, even unto this day, and in Israel, and among other men, and hast made thee a name as at this day, and hast brought forth thy people Israel out of the land of Egypt, with signs and with wonders, with a strong hand, with a outstretched arm, and with great terror, and hast given them this land which thou didst swear to their fathers to give them, a land flowing with milk and honey. And they came in and possessed it, but they obeyed not thy voice, neither walked in thy law. They have done nothing of all that thou commandest them to do. Therefore thou hast caused all this evil to come upon them. Behold, the mounts, they are come into the city to take it. The city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans that fight against it, because of the sword, and of the famine, and the pestilence. And what thou hast spoken is come to pass, and behold, thou seest it. And thou hast said unto me, O Lord, Yahuwah, buy thee the field for money, and take witnesses, for the city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans. And thou hast said unto me, O Lord God, buy thee the field for money, and take witnesses, for the city is given to the hand of the Chaldeans. Then came the word of Yahuwah unto Jeremiah, saying, Behold, I, Yahuwah, the God of all flesh, is there anything too hard for me? Therefore thus saith Yahuwah, Behold, I will give this city into the hand of the Chaldeans, and into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon, and he shall take it. And the Chaldeans shall fight against the city, and shall come, and set fire on the city, and burn it, with the houses upon whose roofs they have offered incense to Baal, and poured out drink offerings unto other gods, to provoke me to anger. For the children of Israel and the children of Judah have only done evil before me from their youth. For the children of Israel have only provoked me to anger, and the work of their hands, saith Yahuwah. That makes me think of America, the generation that I came up in, the generations that are coming up now. They only do evil from their youth up. The remnant is very small in America. It's maybe just thousands. I mean, out of more than 300 million people, to have just thousands, maybe 10,000, who knows? I don't know how many people are left that really serve him. I have no idea what the number is, but I know I could safely say that 90% of the people in America have no regard for the great creator of the universe, the maker of heaven and earth, no regard for him whatsoever. And these evil and wicked generations that are coming up, that have come up, from their youth, they do evil, and they believe in false gods. They worship the creation rather than the creator. Yes, every one of you who says, oh, I don't believe in God, I don't have a God, you worship the earth. You think the earth sprang up out of itself. Huh. Yes, that's the lie that you want to believe, so that you can continue in your sin, so you can continue to do the evil that you've been taught from your youth up. Yes, you watched all the Disney movies. You watched all the Sesame Street cartoons and the public broadcasting. You watched the New Age cartoons, and you went up the public fool system where they trained you in idolatry, the idolatry of the love of money and the love of things and the worship of wealth and the idolatry of romance. All those gods that allow you, that give give you license to continue in your sin. That those are the gods that you worship, false gods.
Baal.
Offering your children on the altar of Molech.
Yes,
because Molech gives you license.
That's right.
Baal tells you you can do whatever you want.
And you have eternal life.
Or it doesn't matter because, you know,
eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die, and that's it.
That's the end of our existence. So our total effort in this life is just to take whatever we can to make our life as pleasurable as we can to ourselves, because tomorrow we die and we are no more.
Yes,
you're going to say, I wish it was so, when you're burning in that lake of fire forever.
When you stand before the King of Kings, the Judge of Judges, the Judge of all flesh, and you see your indictment,
and you realize you refuse the redemption.
The offer of the price has been paid
because you wanted to continue in your sin.
You said, I'll pay the price myself.
That's right. I'll just die without the Messiah.
I want to continue in my sins.
Well, you believed in a false Messiah,
one that allowed you to continue outside of his kingdom.
That Messiah, that Jesus, is only an illusion in your own mind,
because he does not give you license to continue in your sin.
Read the word.
Every time, what did he say to the sinners when they came to him and he released them?
Go your way
and sin no more.
He didn't say go your way, you can continue in your sin without worry.
He said, go your way and sin no more.
They have only provoked me to anger with the work of their hands, saith Yahuwah.
For this city hath been a provocation of mine anger and my fury from the day that they built it, even to this day, that I should remove it from before my face. Because of all the evil of the children of Israel and of the children of Judah, which they have done to provoke me to anger. They, their kings, their princes, their priests, their prophets, and the men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And they have turned unto me the back,
and not the face.
So I taught them, rising up early and teaching them, yet they have not hearkened to receive instruction. But they have set their abominations in the house, which is called by my name, to defile it.
You're doing the same thing today in America.
You walk into any of these buildings, so-called
churches,
see what they have set up.
Abominations.
That's right.
You'll see the gold fringed flag of another god there.
You'll see Christmas trees and Easter bunnies and eggs.
And you'll see much more than that.
They have set up their abominations in the house, which is called by my name, to defile it.
And they built the high places of Baal,
which are in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to cause their sons and daughters to pass through the fire of Molech, which I commanded them not.
Now, why would they offer their sons and daughters to the god of Molech?
Why would they do that?
Not for a better life.
For economic prosperity.
That's what Molech promised them.
Isn't that the promise of abortion?
Isn't that the promise of the abortion mills,
where the children of America go and sacrifice their offspring even before they're born?
Why do they do it?
For a better life.
For economic prosperity.
It's the same thing.
You're killing.
You're offering up sacrifices to idols. And not just sacrifices of incense and meat and foods
and your time and your labor,
but the blood of your own
bowels,
the offspring
of your own womb,
your posterity,
your future.
And they will cry out against you.
All of those innocents will cry out against you forever,
unless you repent.
Ah, the mercy of our Heavenly Father
is great.
It doesn't matter how great your sin.
It doesn't matter.
He can forgive it.
Yes, it's a terrible thing that you've done.
When David murdered Uriah,
when he committed adultery with his wife
and murdered him to cover it up,
it was a terrible thing.
You ladies out there
that have killed your children in the womb,
it's a terrible thing.
I know that you're hurting.
I know that you feel that pain.
And you tried to cover it up, some of you.
Some of them have covered it up.
They go about their lives,
but they will suffer the consequences of their sin in their flesh in this mortal life.
And then some of you have repented,
and some of the fathers out there
talk their wives or their girlfriends or their acquaintances into aborting their child.
Yes, you're guilty of the blood of those children.
But our Heavenly Father has forgiveness for you.
His mercy is great.
It is grace.
Fall on your knees before him
and repent of that evil,
knowing that you will never repeat that again.
Seeking with your whole heart
to live in his kingdom
under his law.
Because you love him. And why do you love him? Because of the great mercy that he has shown towards you by paying the price for your murders, by paying the price for your iniquities, by paying the price for your thefts, by paying the price for every infraction, every single law, every commandment that you have broken. He paid the price. How great is his mercy toward us. Jeremiah, continue. Verse 32 of chapter 32. Because of all the evil of the children of Israel and of the children of Judah, which they have done to provoke my anger, they, their kings, their princes, their priests, and their prophets, the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, they have turned unto me the back and not the face. So I taught them rising up early and teaching them. Have we not learned in America? Yet they have not hearkened to receive instruction. You've heard the word. You've heard the preaching. You've received the word of God. You've heard the King James Bible preach, that they set their abominations in the house which is called by my name to defile it. And they built the high places of Baal, which are in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to cause their sons and daughters to pass through the fire unto Molech, which I commanded them not. Neither came it into my mind that they should do this abomination to cause Judah to sin. And now therefore, thus saith Yahuwah, the God of Israel, concerning this city, whereof you say it shall be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon by the sword and by famine and by pestilence. Behold, I will gather them out of all the countries whither I have driven them in mine anger and in my fury and in my great wrath. And I will bring them again into this place, and I will cause them to dwell safely. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God. I will give to them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever for the good of them and their children after them. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from them to do them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts, that they shall not depart from me. And I give him thanks for that. Yea, I will rejoice over them to do them good, and I will plant them in the land assuredly with my whole heart and with my whole soul. For thus saith Yahuwah, like as have I brought all this great evil upon this people, so will I bring upon them all the good that I have promised them. And fields shall be bought in this land whereof you say it is desolate. Without man or beast it is given to the hands of the Chaldeans. Men shall buy fields for money, and subscribe evidences, and seal them, and take witnesses in the land of Benjamin, in the place about Jerusalem, and in the cities of Judah, in the cities of the mountains, in the cities of the valley, in the cities of the south, for I will cause their captivity to return, saith the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 1. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time, while he was yet shut up in the house, in the court of the prison, saying, Thus saith Yahuwah, the maker thereof, the Lord that hath formed it to establish it, the Lord, or it says, Yahuwah is his name. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee a great mighty things, which thou knowest not. For thus saith Yahuwah, the God of Israel, concerning the houses of this city, and concerning the houses of the kings of Judah, which are thrown down by the mounts and by the sword. They come to fight with the Chaldeans, but it is to fill them with the dead bodies of men, whom I have slain in my anger and in my fury, for all whose wickedness I have hid my face from this city. Behold, I will bring it health and cure. I will cure them, and I will reveal it unto them, the abundance of peace and truth. And I will cause the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel to return. And for those that proclaim the doctrine of the lost 10 tribes, I guess they didn't read Jeremiah, because he says here, I will cause the captivity of Israel to return. Because he says here, the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel. No, he's not stuttering. He's speaking of Judah and Israel, the divided kingdom, kingdoms of the north, Israel, the 10 northern tribes, and Judah, of course, the southern tribes, which remained in the land after Israel, or the northern tribes. Israel, also called Ephraim, was taken captive and dispersed. cursed or killed and punished, because their sins and their abominations preceded Judah. And he says, and I will build them as at the first. I will cleanse them from all their iniquity, whereby they have sinned against me, and I will pardon all their iniquities whereby they have sinned and whereby they have transgressed against me. And it shall be to me a name of joy, a praise and an honor before all the nations of the earth, which shall hear all the good that I shall do unto them. And they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and for all the prosperity that I procure unto them. So he's talking here about a long period of time of prosperity for Jerusalem, for Judah, for Israel and Judah in the land. And that prosperity would come about within 100 years, yes, after the 70 weeks were up, and approximately, you know, about 80 years or 80, 90 years from the time that Jeremiah gave this prophecy, they would be returned, the temple would be rebuilt, and the city. And it says, as Daniel says, even in troublous times. And then they had hundreds of years, yes, the 70 weeks, or the 69 weeks they had that time up until the Messiah returned onto the scene, when, in which all of these, this prophecy here that was given here was fulfilled and accomplished in the land. Thus saith Yahuwah, again, there shall be heard in this place, which ye say shall be desolate, without man, without beast, even in the cities of Judah, in the streets of Jerusalem, that are desolate, without man, without inhabitant, without beast, the voice of joy, and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of the bride, and the voice of them that say, Praise Yahuwah of hosts, for Yahuwah is good, and his mercy endureth forever. And of them shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord, for I will cause to return the captivity of the land, as at the first, saith the Lord. Thus saith Yahuwah of hosts, again, in this place which is desolate, without man and without beast, and in all the cities thereof, shall be a habitation of shepherds, causing their flocks to lie down, in the cities of the mountains, in the cities of the vale, in the cities of the south, and in the land of Benjamin, and in all, in the places about Jerusalem, and in the cities of Judah, shall the flocks pass again under the hands of him that telleth them, saith Yahuwah. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised unto the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days and at that time I will cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land. In those days shall Judah be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely. And this is the name wherewith it shall be called, Yahuwah, our righteousness. For thus saith Yahuwah, David shall never want a man to sit upon the throne of the house of Israel. And it means that, what that statement means, that David, the seed of David, shall never lack for a man to sit on the throne of Israel. That's what it means. And of course, that throne finally ended, I mean, not ended, was fulfilled once and forever by the Messiah, the King of Kings, who was the seed of David, the promised seed, the Messiah, who has occupied the throne since the time of Daniel's 70th week, and even to this day and forever. Neither shall the priests, the Levites, want for a man before me to offer burnt offerings and to kindle meat offerings and to do sacrifice continually. And of course we know that that ended with the Messiah when he was on the cross and he cried out, "It is finished," and the veil in the temple was rent from top to bottom, because he was the final sacrifice. The priests did offer him up, did they not? He was the final sacrifice once and for all, so that there is no more need for the blood of bulls and goats. Yes, put an end to the priest temple sacrifice system of the Levites. You can read Hebrews for yourself. You can go through my study on Hebrews. Do I have that there? I don't know if I've done that one again yet. Can't remember. Anyway. anyway, you're listening to Cross the Border, and we'll be back after these messages. Don't go anywhere.